Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns.
Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, and this is a little introduction to today's show. Normally, Getting Real with Hillary is a conversation between two people where they tell their story and they inspire others with where they've been stuck. This episode is a little different in that Dr. Stephen Ezra West had a very important message to give you, and so this episode is more of a lecture. Dr. Stephen Ezra West is a master healer, and his website is zerodisease.com. If you want additional information, he mentions it throughout the episode. His information and the work that he did with his father is truly fascinating. So stay tuned. And if you want more of a story and a conversation, come back next week. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, let's get real together.
Every miracle has a process.
If you can understand the process, you can perform the miracle. One truth does not replace another.
The healing arts are going to unite.
Imagine zero pain with zero disease. We can accomplish that. We have accomplished that.
Dr. Stephen West, the man behind lymphology, the science that will unify all aspects of healing and wellness. Experience the change in your life as you begin to understand the principles of true health and wellness. Dr. Stephen West, the master healer of the Western Hemisphere, has risen to become the man to unify all aspects of healing and medicine. Dr. West has perfected his father's science, the same techniques used to train Tony Robbins, Will Green, and many more.
Come experience the difference at powerheal.com.
Experience the miracles.
Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And today we have a very special guest. He is a master healer. His name is Dr. Stephen Ezra West. And we are going to have an amazing conversation that will educate you, empower you, and have you think about your health in a whole new way. So welcome, Dr. Stephen Ezra West.
Aloha, Hillary. Thanks for inviting me on the Getting Real with Hillary show. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So we've had some discussions, and Stephen is so knowledgeable in what he does, and I feel like I'm not. So I may be asking questions to clarify stuff. So Stephen, I hope you don't mind, but I just want to make sure that the audience can follow what you're saying, because I think it's so important. And if you could just tell us again about your father and what
he discovered. I think if I can help you understand what I'm saying, pretty much most people will.
Okay, good.
Because it's brand new to you, and most people that are listening, it's going to be brand new. I was blessed to be the son of an internationally famous doctor. His name is Dr. C. Samuel West. He was nominated for Nobel Prizes before he died. And he discovered the sodium potassium pump. He was the father of applied lymphology. The sodium potassium pump is the electric generator of the cells that provides the power for cells to function and makes life possible. Then with his physics background, he wrote formulas for what shuts it off, how to turn it back on, which is cause of all of our problems and secrets to solutions. He then integrated the diagrams of our lifestyle that tie into that, everything mentally, emotionally, nutritionally, physically, even spiritually. that hinges off of the positive side, it hinges off of love. He labeled the tree of life, and the reverse mirror of that, he labeled the tree of death, because we've never stopped learning about that, how everything is interconnected and ties into the life and death process of the cells that he discovered. He also coined the phrase trapped blood proteins, and they produce the conditions that cause loss of energy, disease, and death at the cell level. And even what we've been through with COVID, which we'll get into a little bit, but all the itises or inflammation, the word tumor comes from this Latin origin, which means to swell. And you can't have either one of those without trapped blood proteins. That's the water magnet. Wherever they go, the water goes. So that is a little bit of an introduction of who my father was. I've been standing on his shoulders. Luckily, I was his top student before he passed on. It makes it easier to, since I had integrated and updated all his material while he was alive, it's made it much easier for me to move things forward.
Wow. And you had been saying, just so that they get a context of who he worked with, that he worked with Tony Robbins. And who was the other person?
He actually got a lot of people started on their paths. So he helped Tony get started on his path. When Tony was living in a cubicle, one of his friends walked in, whose name was John Gasparo. He said, "Tony, if I had your looks with my brains, I could accomplish anything." And Tony said, "What?" He said, "I told you, Tony, if I had your looks with my brains, I could accomplish anything." And he got Tony thinking that if he had some brains, he could accomplish anything. He introduced him first to my father. And John had written, he'd read my father's book from cover to cover several times. And so from there, we were hearing from him for about a month straight. My father was talking to him directly. And then next time we saw him, he was selling his first audio series on TV. I think he teamed up with Gussie Ranker and a whole bunch of other really amazing people. He's done better on the business side. He's one of the most successful public speakers that's ever lived.
And how did your father help him?
One of the things is he taught him about mini trampoline work, and he was already, he had the looks, but he needed the brains. And the mini trampoline magnifies thought wave. So he learned that all the affirmations that he did on a mini trampoline, and this is something that Yogi Bhajan learned how to do, ended up doing all his meditation on a mini trampoline, because it's like taking this secret and putting it on steroids. And that's one of the first discoveries that my father had made in his career, is how the mini trampoline, the body acts as an armature effect as it moves up and down through the magnetic fields that go around the earth from north to south. And he was a bit of a Tesla. So you could say me being his top student, and with some of the stuff that I've taken things, it's a bit of the Tesla technology of the healing arts. When you get into how our mind and body work, we have the best hardware, better than any medbed technology, better than any computer technology. We just need the right software, know how to use it, and we can always heal faster, easier. They can't keep up with it. We are so far advanced as far as our hardware goes, we still haven't stopped learning about it. And everything we've learned, everything about a computer from the hard drive, the CPU, processor, it's because they learn more and more about how our own mind and body works, even wireless communication. That's something I can get into. It's the superconscious principles, lightning speed. We're faster. And there's some principles that time and space aren't even a factor for us.
So, all right. So back to the simpleton.
Uh-huh.
Tony starts to, if I'm getting this wrong, he starts doing affirmations on the mini trampoline, and somehow it magnifies it to his brain, and now he's a successful businessman?
He still doesn't get up on stage until after getting on a mini trampoline, okay? Still today, because he knows. He learned this process. And
And
he was also a student of some others. My father got another big shot mini trampoline guru. His name's Al Carter. And he's more famous than my father, but my father's the one that got him started on his path with the public speaking. And he tells a story in his book about sitting next to Larry the Lymphocyte on an airplane, who taught him everything there was to know about the life process of the cells and the immune system. And when he was running with one of the presidential candidates some years back in the early 90s, he was going to be his FDA guy to revamp the whole FDA. And when I showed up and asked him what he thought about Dr. C. Samuel West, he said, he's a good lymphocyte. In other words, he made a good lymphocyte in my book. Well, he changed his name to Larry the Lymphocyte to protect himself, because, you know, everybody would want to go to my father if they knew where he learned it all from. But this is, you know, there's Al Carter. There's another very sweethearted, just genuine, you know, beautiful man that a lot of people know, named Wayne Dyer. My mother and father were in Wayne's living room when he first got started on his path. My father was teaching him about the power of intention and all these other, you know, the secrets behind all the healing arts and all empowerment. And that's where Wayne Dyer got started on his path. So I bumped into Wayne on the streets of downtown British Columbia, Vancouver, because we both happened to be speaking in town at the same time at different events. I bumped into him and I asked him if it were true. And he said, yes, absolutely. That's exactly how it happened. That's how I got started. And I said, then I offered him to be part of a documentary, see if I could get him and Tony and some others. And I know he's passed on, unfortunately. But he's very dear to a lot of people's hearts. A lot of people love Wayne Dyer because of just his beautiful spirit and the way that he communicated to people. So, yeah, there's a quite a long legacy. The Max Gerson of the Gerson Cancer Institute, he's one of the famous ones from the 70s who got my father's material. They still quote my father's work in his the audios of their program. They're still quoting my father still today. But father was nominated for Nobel Prizes right before he passed on. One of those was the prize in chemistry in 2003 was awarded for research on the sodium potassium pump. He didn't win that award, even though he was definitely one of the nominees, because he's the one who discovered it. He's the one who named it that. There was somebody who discovered something new about it. Actually, one of the people who photographed the potassium ion channel, he was one of the winners. New research is what they decided to give it to. So everyone that has made any new advancement, they all deserve credit for the work that they've done. There's a lot of different elements. Unfortunately, Wikipedia is giving someone in Denmark too much credit, and he never called it the sodium potassium pump, didn't know it was the engine of the cells, any of that. And prior to my father's discovery, this was one of the gentlemen who helped lay some of the groundwork. There was something called a potassium pump, something else called a sodium pump, but nobody put two and two together and called it the sodium potassium pump until my father came around. So we've made changes to Wikipedia because anybody can make edits and updates to anything in Wikipedia. Yet every time I've done it, like right away, someone goes and changes it back. Like somebody has a lot more deep pockets. I've called Wikipedia, asked them if they could help solve this problem, and they've denied responsibility. They say, no, our hands are tied. We have our own, you know, our volunteers. They don't claim any responsibility for, which in my opinion, they are responsible. They could track it down, have a conversation, at least help them get better communication with me, do something. But what it tells me, and no one makes more money as far as online fundraising, no charity makes more money than Wikipedia. They dominate the charity, what people give, and yet they have probably the lowest overhead as far as, because all the volunteers.
So Stephen, I want to go back to you, and I know we could talk about a lot of things, and I know you're so knowledgeable that you could go on about a lot of stuff. I want to talk about, you had said you had some major injuries and you overcame them due to your father's work. Can you tie all that in so that we see how you... And I know you were a dancer. I mean, I love to hear about your life. But
I want to start with, you know, being vulnerable. Because I'm not perfect, and I come from a family of 10 kids. I was number 7 of 10. And I believe we learn more about love and hate from those that are closest to us than anything else. I had to, I think, believe in God just to survive with the family dynamic that I had. And I ended up writing a book about it. I think we could all write our own bittersweet book because it's part of how we learn. And all empowerment is bittersweet. And I have a book titled Bittersweet. And people can go get that for free. It's a 508-page affidavit, not the funnest read. But there's a lot of exhibits. Takes about 12 inches of a stack of pages. There's just the exhibits, which are all also made available to the public. Some of those are introductions on lymphology that my father wrote, some of them that I wrote. Right from this particular link, bittersweet.thelawsofempowerment.com. A lot of that is available for free. I'm being vulnerable here. I spilt the beans when it came to my family. I've dealt with a lot of fraud in my life. I've had failed relationships. I've had all kinds of challenges. I've had major accidents. I've experienced a lot as far as life goes. If anybody's listening, just know that you're not alone. Whatever challenges you've had as far as overcoming adversity, that book is a story of overcoming adversity, and it's not over. So I've been climbing one Mount Everest after another. There's a new bittersweet that I could write, bittersweet 2, that would make the first one look small. And that has to do with fraud with closer business partners outside of my family. Because there's been hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of fraud that way. And that would make my family's little bittersweet book make it look really small in comparison.
Yeah. So you had mentioned your injuries to me, or your mm-hmm. accident, and how mm-hmm. you had healed from them.
So this is the next step. Okay. I know you're directing from all the injuries. I had in 1994, I was T-boned by a wave runner while I was on one at full speed. And both of these wave runners, they're jet skis that you sit on. Both of them were totaled with my knee in between them.
Ow.
And the one I was sitting on was knocked right off its chassis. My father said, don't go see the damage. It's better if you just don't see it. They had them in some warehouse where I could have gone, taken a look if I wanted to. But I was in major recovery and putting everything I could to heal of everything I knew, everything I could think, say, and do, I was doing. And the doctor said that I'd ripped out a posterior cruciate ligament. There's three main ligaments in the knee. ACL and PCL cross each other right in the middle. And then your lateral is on the side. And I got pegged right on the lateral. There was damage. It hairline fractured the top of the fibula, which is the bottom of the lateral is attached to. And I had ripped out the PCL out of the femur. Wow. It inserts the ACL and PCL insert at the bottom of the femur on both sides. I ripped the PCL out of its top insertion, pulled a piece of bone out with it. The doctor said I would never be able to reattach it without surgery. I know this is pretty graphic, but I've also 20 years later flew off of a car, off of a motorcycle over a car that pulled out in front of me. And it had been 20 years since, you know, this was 2014 over Memorial Day weekend. I cheated death again. Well, the best way to cheat death is just don't cheat life. But
I got
another MRI of the knee because of another knee injury. I had several bulged discs, a torn disc in the L5S1, which is the space mm-hmm. between the lowest lumbar and the sacrum, a torn disc there, several bulged discs, a grade 2 tear in the labrum of a shoulder. I had a head injury. My main vein in my head was blocked for 9 months. The superior sagittal sinus that's right underneath the skull that's responsible, the main vein that brings blood back from the brain to the heart, was blocked for 9 months. And it took 9 months to get a scan. As soon as I found where the blockage was, within less than a week, I had it cleared. And prior to that whole 9 months, I had short-term memory loss. My processor speed was reduced. A lot of challenges. I've been accelerating my processor speed since then, ever since. There's things that I've discovered that help regenerate the brain and nervous system, like BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, is the main hormone. That there's stem cells, when they get in the brain, they can literally, they call them preneural cells, and they can regenerate even with massive inflammation. And luckily, I was on a technology that helps increase the efficiency of oxygen. So if you take a chicken egg, if you look at a chicken egg, it's a stem cell surrounded by lymphatic fluid, albumin and water. That's the main blood protein. And that's mainly lymph. With all the nutrition that that cell needs to grow a whole chick without any external source of anything else, not even any external source of oxygen. So that my father was an expert in blood protein research, and this is the main one that he was concerned with. We lose the whole content of albumin every 24 hours naturally. If not for the efficient retrieval by the lymphatic vessels, we would all bleed to death internally in a matter of hours. 100% of deaths of COVID are hypoalbuminemia. They published an article on that early on, and they also have terminal inflammation. And that article did not talk about the fact that the albumin was trapped around the cells. This is something that's just not being taught. Out of all the research that's been done, sometimes things get, you can say, lost in the cracks. You could say it was buried. I don't care whatever you call it. The fact is, there's research that was done that's just hasn't been taught. So we've had a job to do. My father was 200 cities a year sharing that research. And all the itises, again, are inflammation. The word tumor comes from its Latin origin, tumere, which means to swell. It's a positive pressure blowout. More and more is that disease environment. My father was probably the greatest champion of terrain theory. And again, I was his top student, so what does that make me? I can explain terrain theory extremely well. I'm pretty much a master at that as well. I mean, I know it better than my father did, okay? So, and there's way more science that we continue to discover. We keep connecting dots, and it all perfectly fits. Really good science doesn't contradict other really good science. It doesn't work that way. It lines up perfectly. And it empowers everything that we discover, empowers everything else. That's how really, really good science works. So there's no big contradictions with really good science. It's just having enough pieces of the puzzle so you can see really clearly how it all works. So even what we've discovered genetically, that's a major branch. All the genes produce different proteins, and you know, there's 36 of those that we call cytokines. And most people still don't know what a cytokine is, right? But, you know, you've heard of proteins, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to know what a cytokine is. It's just a category of a protein. But one thing you ought to know is if we produce too much of it, it increases inflammation response. So if we're quadrupling our cytokine response, because those genes aren't regulated properly, which is what happens more and more after the age of 20, typically, sometimes sooner. If we're quadrupling that, we're going to come to a point where we're having the inflammation happen too fast, faster than our white blood cells and lymphocytes can produce the antibodies. And as long as that has not happened too fast, we always produce the antibodies eventually. And we've always done that without having to take shots. We've proven that for thousands of years. This last thing that just happened the past few years just proved it again. But the people that have the inflammation too fast, those are the people that need to watch out. Those are the ones at danger. So if there was something that regulated all 36 cytokines, which, by the way, drugs target one gene at a time out of 5,000 disease mechanism genes that produce all different proteins. So there's 5,000 different proteins. Drugs target one at a time. One of those is responsible for any coronavirus attaching to the ACE2 receptor site. And that also basically quadruples its expression when it's not regulated properly. So that's one of 5,000 examples, making it four times as easy for those coronaviruses to attach to the ACE2 receptor site, replicate, killing every cell they do that with. And so the same thing that regulates the 36 cytokines that God gave us also regulates this other protein. It also regulates 100% all 5,000 disease mechanism genes, all regulated by something called NRF2. So that's a God particle God gave us that we discovered while we were mapping out the rest of the human genome. Didn't know what it was until the last Elliott Crescent Medal recipient came along and published the first study on NRF2 activation, and they did it with an oxidative stress study. He was the one also who they look at as the father of free radical biology and medicine, Dr. Joseph Milton McCord, or Joe McCord, or just Dr. McCord. So, but Dr. McCord is an Elliott Crescent Medal recipient. That came out 50 years before the Nobel Prize, before the Nobel Assembly was formed. Mid-1800s, we already had the Elliott Crescent Medal, which has only been for people whose life work revolutionizes and changes the world forever for the better. For example, Nikola Tesla, he was an Elliott Crescent Medal recipient. And yet he didn't get a Nobel Prize. And yet they dish out those several every year. They've been proven more and more over time that they are more political. That's pretty obvious, okay? And yet, you know, at the same time, they don't dish out those Elliott Crescent medals very often. It's only for people whose life work revolutionizes, changes the world forever. And Dr. McCord is the last one. And so, yeah, he published a study, and he's been publishing one study after the other since then on NRF2 activation. He's the one who discovered the first super antioxidant enzyme ever known. I was on one of his formulas when I had the motorcycle accident, and it happens to regulate that enzyme he discovered they call superoxide dismutase, or SOD. I like to call it oxygen reintegration enzyme because I want to make sure you, Hillary, and everybody else out there can understand what this means. It's an enzyme that reintegrates oxygen back to oxygen. When we use oxygen for energy, it misses an electron, becomes the free radical of oxygen. I like to call it oxygen radical. Just to make it easier on the listening ears out there, the technical name is superoxide. You don't have to know the technical name. I say oxygen radical, you know, there's a super antioxidant enzyme where there's a oxygen reintegration enzyme that just reintegrates a million of those per second every second.
How do you do that? Like when you had your motorcycle accident, how
like I was on I was on the NRF2 activation, and there's been several formulas that come out. There's one that's 10 times better today than the first one. There's some that are twice as good, three times, four times. There's one that's 10 times better today. But at the time I was on just the first one that he had created. And it was so powerful. It takes even an 80-year-old's oxidative stress back to that of a child in a couple of weeks. You know, the study said 4 weeks, but ABC reporter John Quinones, some people know who he is because he's a main reporter for ABC. And they caught wind of this first study before it was actually published. And he walks up to McCord, knowing he's an Elliott Crescent Medal recipient, and says, look, I heard, you know, I know your studies for 4 weeks, but I caught wind that you can actually do it in 2 weeks. And we want to give people, we want to give you a chance to show what happens with me. And you've got 2 weeks to do it. He didn't give him any wiggle room because they make more money on controversy than anything. But even John Quinones went back to the oxidative stress of a child within 2 weeks. And at that time, it had already become the number one most researched medical condition. We're talking about mainstream medicine. Publishing the on the topic that more money was being dumped into than anything. Before we found the solution, they probably thought there would never be a solution like this. And they were hoping initially that it would just activate two or three gene products that were two or three of the 30 super antioxidant enzymes that we'd discovered at that time. And so what they found out is it activated all of them. And as more time went on, they didn't even know how big it was when the first study came out. But the past president of the American Heart Association was on the review committee of that first peer review study. And that was the gold standard of medicine. I'm going to tell you there's a new gold standard out of this science that has revealed itself, a new model that can absolutely replace the whole pharmaceutical model. So that's big. It's a 1.3 trillion yearly global market that we're talking about. So this is huge, huge, huge news. And they've known about it since at least 2014, everything about that I'm about ready to share with you. Yet it hasn't hit mainstream media, and it should. So this show ought to go viral. It ought to go super viral in a huge way. And we're giving credit to all of the doctors along the way. There's a lot of, you know, you always want to follow the money when it comes to good journalism. And you'll see, you know, money is can be very political. People have power and influence over money. That has influenced a lot of things for a long time. But nothing can stop the truth when it comes to this. They know that it's just a matter of time. So we have that first study, then they did a heart study by VCU. I can't even tell you the results of that without giving the full study, which I do in another presentation. So that presentation is available as another major gift. Go to highspeedrelief.com/NRF2 for a free gift. That's something that's taken decades. You know, think about it this way. All of the biochemistry that's ever been discovered is gone into databases. No human has all that knowledge in their head that I'm aware of. Then we've got all of the gene data has gone into databases like GenBank is a huge database. Swissbank is actually a bank of money. SwissProt is a huge protein database, gene products, right? So all of these, all of this knowledge has gone into database. Everything published in a peer-reviewed journal, we have the National Institutes of Health produced PubMed.gov. That anything in, that's published ever in any medical journal that is accessible through that database, right? And if it's a government-funded study, then they also make those studies public. And a lot of them have been getting government grants. So it's amazing how many of those are public. So guess what? There's a database of databases, a new number one authority that's non-human because no human has all that knowledge in their head. No way. Not even Dr. McCord. And there's the only way he could spill the beans is through the help of the actual number one authority. The database of databases is called Ingenuity out of Japan. And they compile all these other, all the largest databases into one. So if you're going to do gene array on someone before and after to show what the different levels of expression are of their survival genes, their disease mechanism genes, it'll show you what changes you made in any category, however you want to look at it. And one slide you'll see from the presentation that I just gifted you, and this is the new model that replaces the pharmaceutical model. It's the main aspect of it. It's what does it on the genetic side of the equation. And there's other facets that help. There's another God particle for the microbes in the gut. There's a lot of different models that we can show you. Lots of different master keys. I do a new presentation now called Master Keys to Zero Disease or Master Keys to Regeneration. I like to just call it Master Keys. People know if they know what my strengths are, they know what I'm going to be talking about as a health expert. So, but the best of the best in each category. And not everybody's willing to do that. Say, you have some of these best solutions are in different companies, different experts, different geniuses figured different things out that weren't me. And how many people that are as smart as me that may have the greatest stem cell technology on the planet, perhaps here, that I'll get into. How many, somebody like that would be willing to keep talking about so many other people's things? It's part of, I think, what keeps me balanced, though, and humble, and where I'm able to continue learning and growing. Truth is, I get bored with my own stuff, too. So I do have a stem cell technology that I was shown from source. I give God credit, like my father did with the sodium potassium pump. Anything he discovered himself, he gave God credit. Anything else that he learned from somebody else, he always gave those doctors, those other men credit.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teacher's plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at KikoriApp.com/bringKikori. KIKORI.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary Show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real Process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to realtalkwithhillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
Thank you for our sponsor, Kikori App. If you want to bring social emotional learning to your schools, go to KikoriApp.com and schedule a time to talk with Haley. And welcome back, Stephen Ezra West. This is quite unbelievable. Here he comes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
all right, here he is. And we're back.
Glad to be back. And we got to continue with this momentum. We're right in the middle of this. We have new models. Take any system of our lives that has had abuse within it in any way, where because of, you know, I talked about money, follow the money. That's the main principle of journalism, right? It has been a big, it's been positive and had its and its downside, pros and cons from the beginning of time. We all know that. So, but we have new models that have already revealed themselves out of everything that we've been through. And I say all empowerment's bittersweet. We learn the biggest bummers have the biggest woo-hoos. That's been their purpose, evidently. Those of us who are willing to listen to whatever the pain has been, it's what showed us how, where, and what to shift. So I built a system on that that is an amazing multicultural and interfaith-friendly system, a world peace-building system called The Laws of Empowerment, which is available at thelawsofempowerment.com. Now, it's ridiculous how affordable I have made that program. It's ridiculous how much information I've already made available, and I made myself vulnerable along the way. But hey, if I'm willing to do that and talk about the deepest, darkest secrets of myself, which are there, most of them are there in that book, and they're in the Laws of Empowerment program as well. But if I can do that with myself, with the lineage that I was raised in, which I'm the only member of my family that's not a member of that anymore, most of them disown me. Most of them think I'm going straight to hell, even though I feel I'm more integrated. That, I mean, and I'm just saying siblings, you know, I've seen different cultures. I remember helping one of my Hindu friends get introduced to Christianity, and her whole family ended up disowning her. Which is really sad, because if we're all here about family, how could the family treat family, especially when they're raising a lineage that's supposed to be so strong about family, how could they be so destructive? I mean, I don't think that real true servants of God or goddess, the divine masculine and feminine, I don't think any of the people who are really into empowerment do that. So one of the definitions that I changed as far as a prophet or prophetess, I redefined it to the level or degree that someone empowers you. If someone's helping you integrate truth, for example, I think that that equals life. And that's something that is defined much better within the Laws of Empowerment program than anything I've ever seen. So you have to go check it out. I mentioned we never stopped learning about that tree of life, tree of death, that it's not just duality for the sake of duality. without showing you what the solutions have been and getting less and less of the duality is the whole idea. But some people will freak out if you talk about duality. They can't handle it. And that just shows you they're, in my opinion, they're dealing with a very fragile foundation. We can help them shore that up. It takes a lot more love and understanding than we've done things in the past. If we would have had enough love and understanding to create world peace, I believe we'd have done it a long time ago. So one of the quotes from George Washington, you might think this is interesting. I call it the marvel of all history quote. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. I'm not just talking federal, state, city government. I'm talking family government, church government, whatever. But because when someone, you know, if he'd have had the real solutions for that, he didn't know why exactly that was happening. He just knew that that was the case. If he'd have known why, again, maybe we could have created world peace a long time ago, because the facets of truth that were connected to that weren't really highly defined. But within this new system, and it gives all the greatest thought leaders legacy, it's actually an integration of all the greatest thought leaders legacies from all over the world within this world peace building system. So it's actually, when you do it with enough love and understanding, it is the safest things in the world that we can be talking about. It's a safe platform where now everyone has a place to talk about all their most sensitive issues. So from your greatest pains, anything you're most afraid of, anything you feel is most out of alignment with either your personal life to world peace, everything in between, we're offering you a stronger foundation to shift it, any chaos, into clarity of healing, peace, love, joy, and prosperity. That is what the laws of empowerment, it's the sweet out of that bittersweet book. That's why it's the number one exhibit of the book. It's what I learned from it. Those gold nuggets of empowerment that where we can have less and less of the bitter or the duality. So that, you know, I say wishing and hoping for world peace as a beauty pageant winner, not very controversial, right? And it hasn't hurt. It's always helped them to win, to say that. But I can say when you do get into what the biggest areas are that have been out of alignment with that world peace, when you talk about that with every area of our life and you show what the histories of those things have been, not for the sake of bringing up the issues, but it sometimes helps to see how we got there. And also along the way, what we learned, what the new models have been that have manifested out of it all that are here now. We're not talking about needing to create new models. Like Buckminster Fuller said, you can't change reality by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that replaces the existing model. So these new models have already shown up. We're not talking about ones that we need to create anymore. They've already manifested. They are already here. And I call 2024 the year of dominoes. I think that's when things are finally, those crooked paths are being set straight. That's biblical. This is something that Martin Luther King Jr. would talk about in his I Have a Dream speech. And he had such a passion. The way that he talked about it, I've been shown some things too. I personally believe he was shown the future, literally. And the big celebrations that happen when we do create that. I had a bit of a vision myself about that a while back, and it's something that I carry in my heart all the time. I believe that we're all capable. And there are some people that say we can remote view anything, anywhere. We have the hardware. It's interesting what, on the topic of time and space, I do something called a instant mass healing demo. Before I move into this topic, I want to say that the Laws of Empowerment program, thelawsofempowerment.com is where it's at. Anybody who needs it for free, I'm happy to gift it to you. On that website, it makes it ridiculously easy. But even then, for people who still need it for free, just personally contact me. I'll send you a username and password that you can get access to it without any charge, if that's what it needs to be. So this is, that took me many years just to pound out the script without getting paid for it. I have a lot of blood in the game. I've got my hands into this, my whole heart into this. And I took every word very, very carefully through prayer, because a lot of people have attempted to do what we can now do. And without enough love and understanding, it'll never be what it could be. And it's always how something is done that makes it what it is, right? So I have this other, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about some super conscious principles. There's master keys to that. And we're talking about, there's something called Godspeed. It's a phrase that's been around for a long time. And if you look up the definition on the internet, it'll say, have a safe journey. I'm laughing because I know that where it comes from, it did not just mean have a safe journey. But those who knew the principles, if you were to compare your subconscious processing speed, what it typically is compared to your conscious mind, it's like looking at a computer screen that shows you how fast and what's going on in the conscious awareness versus everything going on in the background, how fast the data can actually be processing that you don't see. And that's one of the best examples to show the difference between subconscious speed. And only our subconscious is faster than any computer that's ever been built. So, and we have the ability to have instantaneous things happen as far as data access transfers. And we can receive, my experience is that we can receive any master's empowerment from any time and place. And we can receive it instantly within just a moment. But we all have the hardware. Some of these things will still take most people practice. Most of these things, this thing in particular that I'm mentioning is very advanced. Most people will spend longer than a lifetime to figure it out. But it's something that every single person who's listening to me, I've done empowerments in the past in different times and places that I have the ability to teach 100% success, 100% duplicatable. Anyone can access as simple as ABC. And I didn't just share the secret with you, but if you do a live training with me with a weekend of live workshops, if you end up attending and becoming a student who says yes to all of it, the whole program, there's certifications and things involved with it too. I end up sharing what my greatest secrets are that way that I have figured out I have 100% duplication for. So when you, the oldest teaching that I can find is put the principles in action and get the fruit. Science says put the laws in action and measure the results. And Albert Einstein, there's a quote from him. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift. The rational mind, a faithful servant. We've created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. And it's been known for many, many years that things are usually discovered intuitively way before they're proven scientifically with the rational mind science. Usually things are discovered intuitively first. And And with that said, I think that's one of the most important things that people could understand is to be in alignment with that as much as possible first. At the same time, there have been masters who have aligned with that. You know, the feds, they showed up at Nikola Tesla's grandniece's house with a silly question. They were confused. They had Nikola Tesla's diary, and in it, it's like he was having a love affair with a white bird. So they asked her, "What in the world was he keep bringing up this white bird for?" And she looked at him and said, "You fools, that's the Holy Ghost. He was having a love affair with the Holy Spirit. He was actually a priest many years prior." And he never married. He lived a celibate life that just had a love affair with the white dove. So There's a quote from Nikola Tesla. It's a little long, but I'd like to give it to you. And just to see if you can follow this. If the genius of invention were to reveal tomorrow the secrets of immortality, of eternal beauty and youth, for which all humanity is aching, the same inexorable agents, you can skip the word inexorable if you don't know what that means, the same agents which prevent a mass from suddenly changing its velocity would likewise prevent the new knowledge until time gradually modifies human thought. So I committed this to memory, knowing that time may have its influence, right? Some things may take time, but time is sometimes we can sort of bypass, because with some principles, and Tesla knew this too, Einstein knew it, there are some principles that allow data to be transmitted throughout the whole multiverse instantly, where time and space are not a factor. So I've committed some of my resources and time to study what I have been able to about how to modify human thought, where we can shortcut the time factor, where and the best way is to start with kids when they're in the womb, what I call prenatal empowerment. That's another .com that I have. And we use superconscious principles to activate their endocrine glands, because they're responsible for every developmental phase that a baby goes through in the womb. If you get a natal chart, it shows you which glands are responsible for the development of different body parts. And it's good to know what's being developed when, and that these endocrine glands are responsible. So we show people how to turn on those endocrine glands. Why wait till 9 months to find out if there's a problem? They also produce the energy that are the main energy centers. And energy is a master key. When the energy comes out, albumin starts locking. When you bring the energy back in, it unlocks. So energy is one of these master keys that we were talking about. I think the master key of master keys is love. And it's what teaches us what to think and what to do, what to think, say, and do better than anything if we just lead with a heart, right? So so that's, you know, that's been talked about like by so many masters. But what are some of these other keys that we've discovered? Well, I've been mentioning, dropping one after the other. There's one for the hormones that there's some of these dovetail in together too, because I've had technology for producing stem cells. It's how I reattached my PCL, where I, within 6 weeks, not 6 months, they said it would take me at least 6 months just to recover and that I'd have PCL deficiency for the rest of my life. No, I reattached it using a technique after the top orthopedic surgeons in the state said it was impossible to do. Right at that time, I took my petition to God, thinking, you know, that I was taught with God, anything's possible. I was shown, luckily I had a science background, and how to connect some of the things that I learned, two and two together, to produce stem cells without products, without needles. And I believe it's the most powerful, effective stem cell technology. I don't know anyone with better success stories. And you're saying wow. A little time out break here now.
No, I think we're almost done. So I want to be able to, you know, we have about 30 seconds to a minute left. I want to make sure that you tell them how to reach you, how they, you know, you've said the lawsofempowerment.com, and what's the best place to go to reach you, to hire you, to buy your stuff.
You know, if you're interested in all the, probably my best business website is zerodisease.com. And then I have a school that is the only place where you can actually find a page dedicated to some of my history, a page dedicated to me personally and to my father personally, and some of our histories is at clarityuniversity.com. Okay. So there's also a link where you can get just a one-page PDF version bio.
Okay.
And that's something that you want to share with event producers in your local area and other television radio hosts, because it's the main aspect of a media kit. That's the first thing they want to look at is that. And so that makes it easy for them to want to commit more time to it or not. They'll make a decision usually just with a bio.
But, and if they want to reach you, did you want to give them your phone number so that they can?
Yes. And I have my phone number also at zerodisease.com. All my contact information is there. Okay. And even my cell phone is available from there. So right after you listen to this, any of you who you want a free consultation, I'll gift you one. Whatever. But what I'd like you to do first is listen to an audio called From the Medical Dark Ages to Zero Disease that's available for free right on the audio section of.
Okay. So what would you like to leave people in closing?
I am traveling from coast to coast. I've had a lot of challenges. I've overcome a lot of adversity. I still have adversity in my life to overcome. And I need all the help that I can get. So I also have some charities if we need to do it that way. And if someone's out there that is able to give more, who would also like to have the tax write-off at the same time, we have organizations that we can help you do that as well. So, yeah, if you know any good grant writers who would like to spend a little bit of their time to see what, even government money, I know that it's there's a lot more potential than what we've tapped into. I've seen the websites. I haven't committed near you. You don't know what I just what's just happened. The middle of coast to coast tour, I had a car that hit a deer and it got totaled, and I'm in the middle of dealing with that. But I am coast to coast, United States. I've been Canada, all over. I've been all over the world. I've been in 19 different countries basically so far, and I'm planning on adding to that quite a bit over the next year. So,
all right,
Africa,
well,
Australia,
you.
Everywhere.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen, Dr. Stephen Avistro West. I'm sure there's so much more that you could tell us, but I think he's got at least 508 pages available that you can read, plus his other programs. If you want more, please reach out to him.
You can get lost in some of that stuff, but I gave you all kinds of resources. You can do homework for a while. If you really, the best learning is live. And I'm looking for people who can plug me into existing groups, whether it's their local church or health, you know, and healing groups, or some of the other types of groups too, that are freedom groups. And we said one of the things we're standing for through your show is helping people find their freedom too. And the truth shall set you free.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for watching this episode of the Getting Real with Hillary Show.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started Getting Real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family so that we can have a world that's more real.